Pensacola's news leader with crystal clarity wherever you go.
And it's absolutely free.
That'll work.
Get it now and tap the app to get News Radio 92.3 no matter where in the world you are. Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. On the phone right now, usually we talk to Senator of the Sheriff Bob Johnson. We have Chief Deputy Randy Tiff. Congratulations to Sheriff. He's actually out of town celebrating his daughter's 30th birthday. So congratulations, old man. Anyway, no, that's fair. He'll get on
Hopefully
me when he gets
listening.
Back. What's that, Randy?
Hopefully he's not listening.
Yeah, well, you know, he might be. I mean, you never know. So we got Chief Deputy Randy Tiff in the house with us. Chief, welcome back, sir. Always good to have you on the show.
Good to be on here, Andrew.
Hey, couple of things, sort of relatively, I know y'all don't love the word, let's say calm, relatively calm last week, not a lot of high profile newsworthy kind of incidents, right? I will take that. I'll definitely take that. Are you guys a part of the Southern slowdown thing? I know PPD has been really talking a lot about that. Are you part of the speed enforcement thing next week or this week?
Yes. Yeah, that starts July 13th through the 18th. All the southern states, southeastern United States, participate in that with FHP and all the law enforcement agencies participate in it. So we'll be involved in that.
So what does it actually mean? And I suppose we could start with this. I know most people maybe know this. Maybe most people don't know this. In Florida, we actually have a law. You can be stopped for speeding up to 5 miles and over, but you cannot be ticketed until you get to 6 miles an hour over. Is that correct?
Technicalities in that. You have some areas. Now, we don't enforce anything that's 5-6 miles an hour over. Maybe you see a deputy flash his lights, tell them to slow down a little bit, especially in your slower 35s and speed zones like that. But we normally won't pull anybody over for 5-6 miles an hour.
You do, but you do for greater numbers. What does the Southern slowdown mean? Is it increased enforcement? Is it just a focus? Is it just a PR campaign? Like, what is the difference if I'm a driver?
It's just the focus of all law enforcement getting together to create safer streets, slow speeders down, make sure that everybody's out there. The whole goal is to slow speeders down and make our roadways a lot safer. So it's just a way for all law enforcement to get together, and you'll see a lot of involvement out this during that period of time, trying to slow people down so that we can prevent accidents.
I have to imagine, I feel I'm 100% likely to be right about this. How entertaining is it to you as a deputy, as a chief deputy, to drive streets in your regular off-duty vehicle and watch people, and then to drive streets in your lighted vehicle with all the markings on it and see how people react to your presence?
Oh, yeah. It's much different. And there's many times I'm in my POV and they'll try to run me off the road, and I'm thinking, wow, I wish I was in my county vehicle right now.
You get to see the real people. You know, it's like how people are at church and how they are at home on a Saturday night, right? It's the difference between how they behave. The governor has signed, is it the Spectrum Alert Bill? What does this mean?
Yeah, that went into effect July 1st. It's managed by FDLE, just like our Endangered Missing Child Alert. This one is called the Spectrum Alert System, and it's specifically for missing children with autism spectrum disorder under the age of 18.
Okay.
There's a criteria that has to meet. They must be under 18 years old. The law enforcement agency of that jurisdiction must believe that that child has autism spectrum disorder. They have to have a well-founded belief that, based on their investigation, that the child is in danger of death or serious bodily injury. There's actually two criteria for it. One of them is just a spectrum alert. Then there's an enhanced spectrum alert where, during the investigation, the law enforcement agency believes that there's imminent danger. And we all know that dealing with, and we do a lot with our autism in Santa Rosa County. It's very important to us. We've got a large number of autism minors in our and some adults in our county. So it's a big deal to us. This helps us. And what it does is basically when that alert goes out, it tells the public, hey, look for this person. The key to this is, and we have one family that I know that she takes a picture of what her kid is wearing every single day, and she has it in her phone in case something happens.
Wow.
And that's the big deal, is getting the detailed description or photograph, updated photograph of the child, so that we can broadcast that out to the public and say, if you've seen this this child, please notify law enforcement. And we're going to be in that area. We're going to cover it as much as we possibly can, as many deputies we can. But that public assistance, that makes a big difference, because somebody may see, it comes across their phone, they may see that child walking down the street. They can notify, and we can find that child safely.
You know, it's interesting you mentioned that. I don't think we did it all the time, but I remember at least a couple of times my wife would do that, like when we go to theme parks. Take pictures of the kids right now. So you have current and the clothing that they're wearing, so that if, God forbid, you know, something happens, and that's true for any kid, not necessarily one on the spectrum. But so this would be an on the digital signboards only. This would be, you'd get an alert on your phone only if it's seen. When would you, how would you be notified about this? And is it going to be called a spectrum alert?
Yes, it's called the spectrum alert, and it's going to work the same as all the missing children, endangered missing children alerts. You're going to get it on your phone. You'll see it on message boards.
Okay.
It'll notify the public, and it's just, it'll be specific to like our area. Let's say somebody comes missing in Navarre. So it's going to be targeted for just Santa Rosa County. It won't go across the state or the panhandle.
Okay. So it's more like an Amber Alert in intensity, but the distribution geographically is going to be more targeted, because these are not cases where we're expecting that they've been kidnapped and transported by a vehicle, right?
That's correct.
Okay.
That's
wow.
Correct.
Okay. So people may have already seen that. Have any of them gone out yet since it got signed July 1st?
We haven't yet. Not in this county. We haven't. I don't know if they've had any across the state, but I know we haven't had any in our county yet.
All right. Well, very good. And obviously, if they see a child like that, 911 right away, right?
That's right. 911, get a hold of us, and we'll be there.
We're talking to Chief Deputy Randy Tiff, Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office. I had one other question for you, Chief. Hang on for just a second. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
And we're watching a piece of equipment turned over on 90 in Milton as you're heading towards Pace. And that's the only slowdown I'm seeing right now, 437-1620. If you see that accident or slowdown, you can text in, let us know. It's Candy with traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Candy. Back to Chief Deputy Randy Tiff. Chief, we've been talking all morning, or I've been talking all morning, about the District 1 Medical Examiner's facility that's being constructed and is almost done. It'll be done next month, on time, on budget. $20 million, four-county area that she and her office serves, moving out of the Sacred Heart basement and over to Santa Rosa off of Milton, right, kind of across from the courthouse. A very good location, in my opinion. I had a chance to go look at the facility and have been talking about it all morning. I'll put a video up as soon as I get a chance to do it. From your agency's point of view, you know, we have a lot of listeners in Escambia County, obviously, and some in Escambia kind of had the view like this is a loss because it's farther away. In my opinion, if you're serving four counties, like, that is the perfect location, which is why Santa Rosa County donated the land for it. And, you know, but I'm curious, from your perspective, what will this location, if any, maybe it makes no difference, but what will it mean to your agency in terms of, you know, unnatural death investigations?
Well, of course, it's a little closer to us now than driving to Escambia, but that wasn't that big of a deal. The biggest problem with the current facility is room. I mean, every death that we have in our county that the medical examiner picks up and does an autopsy, our law enforcement officers there, our investigators, it is crowded. It doesn't smell good. It's very difficult to really see what's going on. The lighting in there, I mean, it's just, this is going to be state-of-the-art. I think it's going to benefit the medical examiner and her evaluations much better. It's going to allow us to participate in a better environment, to be there when these autopsies are done. And it's going to be a little closer for Okaloosa and Walton. So that's
right.
A big help from them. They've been driving all the way to Escambia County. And I mean, just getting over to Escambia County and trying to find a parking spot to get in the medical examiner's office is a challenge. So this is going to be a benefit to Walton and Okaloosa, be a little closer for them to get there. Because they're doing the same things we're doing. I mean, Escambia, really, you jump on I-10, jump off on Avalon, and you're right there. It's probably 15, 20 minutes at the most is all it's going to take you to get there. So this is going to be really critical for solving crimes and for the medical examiner evaluating these deaths. I'm excited about it. They have their grand opening 1st of August, and that'll be the first time I probably get to get in there and look around, but I'm excited about it. I think it's going to be a big benefit for our whole circuit.
You know, you mentioned several things that are exactly what she told me and Tottenham saw for myself. Like lighting, for example, is completely different. It's like daylight in there versus the current facility where you can barely see your own hands. Space for law enforcement officers to be able to be there observing the autopsy. There's plenty of space in the new facility, and there's very, very little space. Parking, they actually have to know everybody's got which keys to which car so that they can shuffle around to manage to get you in, you know, if you're, you know, parked in that facility. But the one thing, and I know for people that have heard me talk about this, they know I'm going to bring it up, but the smell, they could not clean. They do not have the proper, you know, ability to sanitize either the air. The new facility has a half a dozen different ways which will mitigate the smell. And you tell me, I'm just curious, feel free to tell me I'm wrong about this, but I have to imagine, based on my one day of experience in that facility and my vivid memory ever since, your deputies hate going to the coroner's, to the medical examiner, because they're going to smell that smell and they're going to come away with that smell and they won't have to anymore. Am I wrong?
And it's hard to wash that off. I think you smell it once you get in there and start smelling it. You smell it for a day or two. It's tough on our investigators. It's tough on the medical examiner staff. They're in there all day in it.
Yeah, and then, you have the phantom smells for weeks because it's poignant. It is unfortunate. I mean, I'm not trying to make light of it. Everybody who's experienced it knows exactly what you're talking about. Chief Deputy Randy Tiff, Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office, as always, Chief, thank you so much for the time, which you do to keep us safe and keeping us informed, and we'll talk to you again soon.
All right, take care, Andrew.
Thank you so much.